Today, the Motion Picture Association of America announced that it plans to start suing internet users who swap movies online without permission. That might sound familiar. Last year, the recording industry adopted a similar tactic to stop music file sharing. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
When Dan Glickman was named the new president of the MPAA this summer, he made it immediately clear what his priorities would be.
Piracy and protecting the intellectual property rights of creative works has got to be the number one issue, both at home and overseas.
At a press conference today, Glickman announced an extensive effort aimed at people who share movies on peer-to-peer networks like eDonkey and Kazaa. The campaign includes education, advertisements, and lawsuits.
This was not an easy decision, but it must be done now, before illegal online file trading of movies spin out of control. And we are taking this serious step as part of our overall strategy to curb the wholesale looting of movies.
Right now, if your screen name is Mindy at Kazaa or Crisscross at FileShare, be warned. Those names appear among hundreds of potential defendants on a newspaper ad planned for later this month. Lawsuits are not an extreme measure, according to Gigi Son. She heads a digital culture advocacy group called Public Knowledge.
You know, if you don't buy a movie, if you don't have the permission of a copyright holder to trade the movie or upload it on your peer-to-peer system, then you're breaking the law and you need to watch out.
You're also, says the movie industry, costing it money. The Recording Industry Association of America attributed a drop in music sales to people sharing music online. But Jim Berger says that claim is not based on empirical evidence.
Looking at the numbers in the record industry, it's hard to show that any of their sales decline is attributable to peer-to-peer piracy.
Berger is an intellectual property lawyer. He represents manufacturers of software used to play music and movies. Berger says it will take years before technology evolves to a point where movies can be traded as quickly or as well as songs. Right now, he says, it takes an extremely long time to upload a high-quality movie file. While he thinks the movie industry is smart to get a quicker jump on the problem than did the record industry, he says file sharing is not the main problem for the film industry right now.
The major loss that they suffer are what we'd call hard goods piracy. In other words, somebody in a theater someplace camcording a movie and then turning it over to what I would consider the real criminals, not individuals, but some enterprise that then presses DVDs and sells them.
You can buy those DVDs of movies currently playing in theaters on the streets of virtually any big city in the world.
Stop it!
Right now, on eBay, you can buy a DVD of The Grudge for less than $5. If you get it shipped overnight, it may arrive faster than if you download it from a peer-to-peer network. Jim Berger says the studio should be concentrating instead on creating an appealing business model for legitimately downloading movies.
It's their right to sue people. I just think we need to do a complete package, not focus on just the legal remedies.
Those legal remedies will include fines that can go up to $150,000 per violation. The movie industry will announce its first round of lawsuits on November 16th. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.